VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, and today's program really does come as a warning, ladies and gentlemen, as to where we are at in society today and what's being promoted through the Biden administration. We are literally being bombarded by this ESG movement that stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Movement. I mean, if we were to believe the propaganda, we would believe that we need to submit to this agenda in order to save our planet. I mean, businesses are being pressured to become woke, to become politically correct on climate change and sustainable development and all of these equitable policies. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to know that tied into all of this, the so-called social justice and racial justice issues, they include items like gun control, abortion rights, LGBTQ equity, and critical race theory. And the Biden administration has bought into this hook, line, and sinker and putting policies in place to remake what we know as the United States of America. Joining us today, we welcome back to Crosstalk William F. Jasper. He's an investigative reporter and senior editor at The New American Magazine. He's an author, journalist, and commentator. For more than three decades, he served as an accredited correspondent at the United Nations in New York and UN summits around the world. Bill, so good to have you back with us here on Crosstalk.
Always a pleasure, John.
ESG, environmental social governance, I think it's important for us to know the genesis of this movement, because there is some background here our listeners need to know.
Well, yes. So for most of us, or rather probably most of your listeners and most Americans, this whole thing ESG, this acronym wasn't even known a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
But as I lay out in the articles, cover package of several articles in the New American Magazine, this has been incubating and building for decades. This didn't just happen overnight. So even though all of a sudden we are seeing all these big corporations and the government and the military, everybody caving in and starting to enforce global warming mandates, the vaccine mandates, the LGBTQ, LMNOP mob mandates on transgender and everything else, it appears that the world has just suddenly gone crazy. But this craziness has really been building for decades. And so in my articles, I go back to, for instance, the Earth Summit put on by the United Nations in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. So that's three decades ago. And I was there. I was the only conservative reporter among the over 10,000 reporters there. And we started showing back then the LGBTQ LMNOP thing that they were going to put into the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, along with all the environmental insanity that they're forcing on us now under the name of global warming and climate change.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill, I'm starting to lose you here, so if you can talk closer to that microphone there.
Okay. Sorry about that. So, yes, it's important to know that these things have been in the works for a long time, and they didn't just develop haphazardly. They have been planned that way. And so we go into, in the articles, those groups, such as the World Economic Forum,
mm-hmm.
The World Business Council on Sustainable Development, the Rockefeller Foundation, which held a big conference at its Bellagio Center in Italy to promote back a couple of decades ago what they call impact investing, to get all of these big investment firms, the big asset management firms like Blackstone and Vanguard and State Street and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase to use their economic clout to pressure businesses and governments into adopting all of what is now known as ESG, environmental social mm-hmm. governance. They have a bunch of other acronyms, too, like DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion,
yep.
And those are all part of their new rating system. And the important thing for for us to realize is that the very dangerous direction this is going in is toward totalitarian society patterned after communist China. And that might seem hard for most people to grasp. Why would big capitalist corporations be pushing something taking us toward Red China? But that's the thing we need to understand, and we can dive into that.
Right, and we're going to unpack a lot of what you were just talking about here. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is covered. This is a cover story of the April 24, 2023 edition of The New American, and we'll tell you later how you can obtain a copy of this. William F. Jasper, the author, with us here today. Bill, I understand that they will use words like capitalism, but they give different definitions to them. And so when people hear capital, oh, yeah, that'll be fine. But they actually refer to a new form of capitalism. So tell us about this and how we need to be on guard for terms like that.
Well, yeah, so words can be weapons, and words and language have been weaponized. And when we look at what we see happening across all of these fronts today, and how, we wonder, well, how is it that all of this program, this agenda, is being implemented worldwide? They're doing this in Europe, they're doing it in Africa, they're doing it in Asia. Well, there are a number of avenues that are being used to promote this. One, of course, is the United Nations, and closely tied to it is a private organization, the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum, of course, has become well known over the last couple of decades because of these great soirees that they have in Davos, Switzerland, and in several other places around the world every year, where all the jet set billionaires fly in on their private jets and lecture us about stopping using our cars and adopting the green lifestyles that they don't follow, but they want us to follow.
And one other side note here is that when people hear World Economic Forum, we know that since we've done so many programs on this, they are the promoters of what is known as the Great Reset. That's all connected to this.
Absolutely. The ESG is a critical component of the Great Reset. If all the Great Reset is a diabolical, grand plan to reset the entire planet and all of humanity, reset us economically, politically, socially, psychologically, biologically, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
They have their whole new global religion of pantheism, their transhumanism, all of these ways in which they plan to play God. And, of course, no one has gone as far in that direction as have the totalitarian societies of communism, in Soviet Russia or in communist China today or in communist North Korea. And what we find extremely difficult for most people to grasp is that billionaires like Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett, David Rockefeller, Mike Bloomberg, that they would be completely on board with transforming us into a communist society.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these men that I've just named, they're big members of the World Economic Forum, where Xi Jinping and all the top communist leadership are welcomed and celebrated and praised, and all of them have invested heavily in communist China. In fact, that is why we today have China as our top adversary, as our top enemy, because for the last four decades, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, Blackstone, all Carlyle Group, they have been pouring billions and billions of dollars into China and building all of their research and development plans. And many of them are have actual campuses in China where they're celebrated there. Warren Buffett, who is one of the richest men in the world and supposedly a pillar of capitalism, he's in great demand when he goes over to China. And it's not because he is turning them into capitalists. That's what we've been told for decades. No, the Communist Party has gotten stronger and stronger, and for about three decades they put on a front of being reform-minded and moving towards capitalism, but it was only to put into effect Vladimir Lenin's plan for the new economic program, which he began in the early 1920s, to lure Western capital, development, and manufacturing to Russia. And when they began the Deng Xiaoping's program in China to lure Western capital, they said the same thing. We're doing what Vladimir Lenin, Comrade Lenin, did with his new economic program. So they've now done that for three decades, and we have built them into the superpower that they now are. And now the folks that built them into that are using all means at their disposal. And the ESG program is one of the most diabolical parts of their Great Reset, because it is not only taking down our energy industry. You know, we're under Biden, who's pushing the ESG with a vengeance. We're cutting down all of our, closing down all of our energy development. It is energy which allows us to be productive, to be prosperous, and is going to destroy our economy if we allow this to go forward. But at the same time, the social part of the ESG is being used to completely undermine, destroy, and subvert our families, our communities, and our religious beliefs.
Yeah, and keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, about our Constitution being there for a moral and religious people, not designed for others. So we have to destroy morality in our nation. We have to destroy the religious aspect of our nation as well in order for this to succeed. And they're doing just that. And, you know, Bill, it's just outrageous to me that here we see, you know, communist China, who has been threatening the United States, who took their spy balloons and flew over key military installations and did their circle eight patterns in order to gain, you know, this real-time surveillance of us, the threats that have come against us, and the fact that in the Great Reset, where China's elevated and the U.S. does not have a part, and yet we have Joe Biden, President of the United States of America, playing right into their hand.
Absolutely. And so this is... we've had lots of wake-up calls over the decades, and we've sounded many of them. But, folks, this should tell us that we are getting absolutely dangerously close to the precipice here. We have one foot sliding down into the abyss right now, and so it is time to really come together to fight, to pray, to do everything that we humanly can, or our children right now. We are seeing, I know people whose children have already, because they've been indoctrinated, they already have been mutilated. They've been changed from boys into girls, they say.
They say is right, because one cannot do anything. You cannot change your biological makeup. I mean, you're either XX or XY, ladies and gentlemen, and yet this push that's going on for this whole transgender movement plays right into the hand of this ESG agenda. Well, friends, we'll be back with more information after the break. William F. Jasper, our guest. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how primitive was early man?
Chris, early man was never primitive in an evolutionary sense at all. In the beginning, man was created in the image of God with great ability, even able to communicate with God face to face. All this was before sin, however, and we've been deteriorating ever since. Evidence continues to accumulate that long ago man was highly sophisticated, evidently even performing brain surgery. Skulls have been found with holes drilled in them for surgical reasons, and the person had survived. No, Chris, there never were primitive humans. There were some with less technology and not much education, but Stone Age cultures exist today. This is a level of civilization, but not an evolutionary stage, and it's been that way ever since, back in Genesis.
For free information on creation, visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Biden's ESG agenda is our topic. Matter of fact, that's the cover story in the April 24th, 2023 edition of The New American. William F. Jasper is the author of the main articles on this, the cover story. And before we continue our discussion, Bill, for those who'd like to get a copy of the regular every month there is a couple issues that are coming out of The New American. How can our listeners obtain this?
Well, online it is at thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, or you can call at 1-800-727-TRUE, T-R-U-E, 1-800-727-TRUE. We do publish the print magazine. We still are publishing print magazine. Mm-hmm. Time and Look and many Newsweek have gone by the wayside, but we are still publishing a print magazine. And then, of course, online at thenewamerican.com, we publish many more articles, probably about 15 exclusive articles a day, plus half a dozen videos, interviews particularly, and commentary.
And again, friends, that's thenewamerican.com or 1-800-727-TRUE. That's 8783, 1-800-727-8783. Bill, for those who've listened to this program, they know that Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset are all about control, and that literally means control of everything, doesn't it, as it relates to even this ESG movement?
Absolutely. The ESG is part of the Agenda 21, which came out of the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro under the United Nations in 1992. As I said, I was one of the very few people there who were trying to expose it back then, and I brought back the first copy that I know of Agenda 21, which was a master plan. At the time when I brought it back, it was over 800 pages as they printed it out there at the summit. When they actually published it, it was 350 pages when they reformatted it. But it covers everything in the world. It said it's a plan for all of humanity, for every person on Earth. That in itself, so in my book, Global Tyranny, Step by Step, The United Nations and the Emerging New World Order. That was published in 1992, right after I came back from the Earth Summit. We pointed out that this plan called for regimenting, regulating, and controlling all of human activity and for all the entire environment of the Earth, for the air, the land, the sea, for oceans, for lakes, for rivers, for streams, for marshes, for mountains, for deserts, for plains, for tundras, everything, forests, and for all of manufacturing, education, schools, employees, everything. And that was put into effect, began being promoted all over the world. But in 2000, at the Millennial Summit at the United Nations, which, again, I attended. I was an accredited correspondent at the United Nations then. They changed, they put out their Millennial Development Goals, and those were all part of Agenda 21. And in 2015, they updated those goals to Agenda 2030, meaning for the year 2030, and they increased the number of goals to 17 goals from 8 in the original one, but then they have hundreds of other additional programs that go on to it. So it is now called Agenda 2030. It's the 2.0 version of Agenda 21.
Yeah, Agenda 21 on steroids as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about the DEI movement, and I'd like you to comment further on this because we're hearing so much today about diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, it's all throughout the educational system. It's going through corporate America, and that's not by accident at all, is it?
Not at all. It is the weaponization of words. And so we just saw recently a huge controversy for erupt just in the last few days over Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, adopting Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender activist, as its one of its models for its new Bud Light. And so they started really promoting that. So when people objected, people were writing in on emails to and texting into Anheuser-Busch, they have their ESG component in their company there, answering people. What's their response? Be kind. Be inclusive. Well, that's really the ultimate weaponization. Mm-hmm. They are very hateful in attacking Christianity. They're Christophobes, and everything decent, the family, the traditional family, etc. But their response, whenever anyone objects to what is, everyone would see, any decent person would see as objectionable, is, oh, you're being hateful. No, you need to be kind. And this has been now promoted all across the whole spectrum, our whole consumer corporate America and around the world. Anheuser-Busch has become one of the big promoters of the World Economic Forum. If you go on the World Economic Forum website, it's weforum.org, and then just type in their search engine there, Anheuser-Busch, you'll find a lot of from their CEO to their COO to their human rights advocate to their diversity. They have dozens and dozens mm-hmm. of entries there where they are speaking at various World Economic Forum gatherings.
And corporate America, so to speak, I mean, you've got the major leaders of many corporations that are attending things like the World Economic Forum meetings. They're part of, and we've got a program coming up tomorrow with dealing with the WHO pandemic treaty and so forth. But you've got a lot of corporate America that's putting their energies, their resources, their personnel all behind the promotion here of the ESG movement.
Sure. Disney, Yahoo, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Pfizer, PayPal, Salesforce, Hewlett-Packard, I mean, General Motors. What we have been pointing out for many years is that this, again, hasn't come about by happenstance. These companies didn't just go, it would be nice if we'd start putting men in women's dresses and lingerie and marketing that to Joe Sixpack. So how did this come about? Well, we pointed out last year in one of our major articles that the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the big globalist organization that actually precedes the World Economic Forum, they just celebrated their centennial, their 100th anniversary, and so they have had a century to place their people, these globalists, promoting all of this world convergence towards world government. They've had over a century now to put their people in top positions in power, in corporate America, in academia, in the big tax-exempt foundations, in government, various, not only in elective government positions, but in cabinets of presidents and prime ministers around the world. And now we have people like Klaus Schwab who can boast, as he has done several times in media interviews, that we've placed our young global leaders as prime ministers in France and in Holland, etc., and Canada. And so what we are facing is really a demonic concentration of power now in many of the top positions, levers of power in all those different sectors of our society.
You know, I'm going to have you bring this closer to home now, Forrest, Bill, because there are those who are standing up in opposition to this, and we'll give a classic illustration you point out in your article here, but tell us about this new rule from the Biden Labor Department as it relates to 401k retirement investing, known as the Prudence and Loyalty in Selecting Plan Investments and Exercising Shareholder Act. What exactly is this?
Well, this is an attempt by the Biden administration to actually put into practice what the World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, these globalists, have been calling for. What they want to do is have primarily, it's targeting the investment of pension funds, because every state and county and city has pension funds. And so these are public pension funds where public workers, whether it's teachers or county workers or state employees, have their pension funds pooled. So these are massive sources of capital. And so many of these, so whether it's a state investment officer or a county investment officer, they often rely on BlackRock or State Street or one of the other Vanguard who do investing to invest their money for them, or they actually invest in those particular asset managers. And those are all the big ones that are promoting the ESG. And what that means is that they are going to promote and put those funds into things such as solar panels or windmills or in other things like carbon capture pipelines, all of which are disastrous economically, not to mention environmentally. And so it's a poor investment of the pension funds that people are depending on for their retirement. And they so what these laws are doing at this state level, they tried to roll it back in Congress, and it passed the House and Senate, but President Biden vetoed it, was to say that, no, you can't use ESG to invest these public funds. People want to, they're on their own, if they want to go support transgender supporting companies or whatnot, that's a person's privilege with their own, and their right with their own money. But when it comes to the investing of these public funds, that shouldn't be allowed. They're supposed to invest it in those things that are going to give the most return for their investment. So this has now been taken up as a challenge and a battle by state governors, by county commissions, by state attorney generals. And so there are a number of battles going on right now where the people are fighting back mm-hmm. against this. And, of course, each of us has an opportunity every day. And not only an opportunity, but I believe as a Christian and as an American citizen, I have an obligation to fight back. That means I'm not going to support Disney or many of these other corporations.
Tell you what, I'm going to pick up with this right after the break because... friends, there's more. That's the natural question. What can I do? It sounds so far out of reach, so far out of my control. And when we hear about the UN and the Great Reset and this ESG agenda, what can I do on a local level pertaining to this? So we'll cover that after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
How much do you know about the end of the world? Have you heard of worldwide pandemics? Weapons of mass destruction, threats from Russia and Asia, clamor for globalization, hand implants for commerce and security, violent persecution. What about intensifying wickedness? All of this is predicted in the book of Revelation. In the book, The 50 Final Events in World History, author Robert Morgan simplifies what many have found complex, providing a comprehensive yet easy-to-understand overview of the book of Revelation, which translates the events of Revelation both literally and sequentially. Walk step-by-step through the prophetic events yet to unfold. The 50 Final Events in World History is available from VCY for a donation of $18 or more when you call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
as I said at the outset of the program, this really does come as a warning today regarding this ESG agenda, environmental, social, and governance movement. It really is all about control, control over every aspect of your life, and this whole aspect of diversity and equity and inclusion. All part of the sustainable development part of this, the Great Reset part of this, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, all part of this. And it's being implemented systematically here by the Biden administration. I mean, he actually undid a executive order by former President Trump and put that into place. And now we are seeing, as Congress voted to stop this, however, there was not enough to override the president's veto on this measure. So it goes forth. But what's happening in the meantime, states are getting involved. And they said, no, not on our watch. And that really begs the question here then, Bill, as to what people can do, because we see these big global conglomerates and their meeting and their agendas. And I'm just, you know, a person here in Podunkville. What can I do to make a difference in all of this?
Well, we can each do a great deal. Every day we make economic decisions. So even without doing some of the political things that we should and must be doing, that is contacting elected officials about these things, state and local officials, because as I mentioned, counties and cities and states are involved in this. And so we see in my articles, I go into how the states are fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the cities are, but each of us as an individual, we make decisions every day. Are you subscribed on your cable or on your internet provider to Disney or Prime? Look, how many? What's it worth to you? Do you want to have Disney and which is supporting all of these very evil programs that are destroying our youth and our children?
Yeah.
So we make decisions like that every day. It's very nice to see that there is a big backlash going up against Nike, against Hershey, against Anheuser-Busch for their Budweiser commercials and their endorsements of Dylan Mulvaney. So they're putting this guy out as their spokesperson, and they're getting a lot of backlash over that. So, you know, switch to a product that isn't promoting these things. Otherwise, you're financing the destruction of our own society. But beyond that, it's important to know whenever they start virtue signaling and talking about their equity and diversity and inclusion, that these are actually the worst offenders. The ones I just mentioned, for instance, Nike, Budweiser, Apple, Google, where are they placing so much of their investment? In communist China, where there is no diversity allowed. There is no equity, and they're Communist China is the worst environmental polluter in the world of air, land, and water. But they're also violating the human rights of all of their citizens. There is no freedom there. And they're particularly persecuting religious believers, Christians, Muslims, and any of the minor religions that are available there. So when they start virtue signaling and saying that this is that if you don't go along with their programs that you're hateful, you're not being kind, keep in mind that most of these corporations are really supporting the worst human rights violators on our planet.
And friends, you have the right to take your business elsewhere. I'd like to open our phone lines today. If you have a question you'd like to ask of our guest today, Bill Jasper with us, our number 800-733-9829. If you have a question or a brief comment, 800-733-9829. Again, this is the cover story of their April 24th edition of The New American. And you can reach out to them at thenewamerican.com. Their phone number is 1-800-727-TRUE. That's 800-727-8783. Our number at Crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. And many of you may not have known what's been going on with 401k funds and the battle that's been waged in Congress and how the president's wanting to utilize them for these ESG policies. And Congress said no, but the president said yes and cast a veto. And so we have a number of states now that are standing up in opposition to this and local units of government to some degree as well. But it's critical for your legislators to know where you stand on these matters as well. So reaching out to them on these matters and certainly taking a stand against ESG, against DEI, and all the other letters of the alphabet that they're trying, all the acronyms that are coming out there. Again, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's begin in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Julie, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hi there. I wanted to give a little two cents worth. Thank you guys for being there. You know, all these things we say about writing to the legislature and this and that, it just goes nowhere because all those guys are all part of the cabal. The judges are paid off. The legislatures are all paid off. What we can do is pay cash for everything and not do online banking anymore. If we come off our phones and not do online banking, that would mess them up really, really badly and stop this social credit, digital passport thing from moving along. Mm.
Thank you for raising that issue. Bill, let me have you comment on this digital currency aspect.
Well, yes. Your caller made a very important point there, and that is the part of the World Economic Forum's agenda has been to move us toward a cashless society. They want, I mentioned that communist China is the model. That's what they have in China. You must have your phone with you at all times. They want to identify you, to track you. It's your personal tracking device. And any purchase you make in China then it has to be made digitally, and the government then controls everything. The Communist Party controls everything because any of your savings can be denied access to by the government because of your social credit score. And that's what ESG is. It's a social credit score. And so they are now implementing it primarily privately through the various corporations, but they're passing laws to make it public and permanent. And the way they intend to really do it, if they're successful, is to move us into a central bank digital currency, a CBDC. We've written about that a great deal. Of course, the World Economic Forum has been promoting that. If you go to their website and put in CBDC, you'll find all kinds of things. And you'll find, interestingly, that two of the people that they have that have presented on this at the forum and who have been on the World Economic Forum's main task force to draw up their CBDC plan are both economists from communist China. So, getting rid of cash is a big part of their plan. So I agree with your caller that whenever possible, we should get back to paying cash. I always use cash whenever I go out. I don't pay for my groceries or my restaurant bill or anything with plastic anymore. I didn't like it when that came in years and years ago, but gradually got used to doing it. But I've gone back to paying in cash as much as possible.
Let's go to Jody next in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Jody, you're on the air.
Yes, you mentioned Google. So I'm wondering if you look up the weather with Google or use it for help with the math question, are you then supporting Google?
Excuse me? No, I do not support Google.
No, she's asking the question that if one would utilize that as a search engine, is one then supporting Google by doing that?
Well, yes. Any time one uses Google search, it helps them. So there are other alternatives. There is DuckDuckGo. There is StartPage.
Mm-hmm.
A number of others that are out there that are coming. I use as a browser Brave, and Brave was put together by Brandon Eich, the former CEO of Mozilla Firefox, and he's very much a privacy advocate, and they have their own search engine on Brave. So rather than using Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge or one of the other big globalist ones, I use Brave. There are others as well. So, yes, it's important to de-Googleize, un-Googleize yourself. And Google is, of course, the big YouTube owner of YouTube as well. And so if you can use Rumble or Brighteon or Odyssey or some of the other video channels, that's better than using Google YouTube.
Jody, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We've got Terry next in Danville, Kentucky. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the previous caller, the second caller. Communism is a two-step process. Trachtenberg talked about this back in the 30s. Number one, control the money. And number two, control the language. And that is exactly what's been happening the last 30 or 40 years in America. But I did want to ask Bill his comments on, I know there's some dangers in forming a convention of states, but is that not a viable alternative to regain control of our country?
Great. Bill, I'm going to have you answer that real short because that's a huge topic and really worth a full program on it. Thank you, Terry, for the call. Go ahead, Bill, on the question.
Yes, I would just have to say, no, we have done many articles and lectures and videos on this showing the dangers of the Convention of the States. And I'm glad to see that Glenn Beck, who was a big advocate of it for several years, has finally come over to ours, and he says, no, it's too dangerous. We would lose our Constitution, which is already in shreds, but it's still there. We have some break on the mad rush toward dictatorship now. If we lose the Constitution, we won't have anything. So I would point you toward thenewamerican.com. And just do a search there for Convention of the States.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of information. They've written extensively on it. And just in a sentence, the key danger that you would see with that, Bill?
Well, the key danger is what is referred to as a runaway convention. There's no way, once you start a convention, to keep it limited to one topic or even a few topics or the process in which it will under which it will operate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back to more of your calls here in our final segment. William F. Jasper is our guest today. He is the author of the cover story of the April 24th edition of The New American and dealing with this issue of Biden's ESG agenda. Friends, if you don't know what this agenda is all about, you better get informed on it. You can reach out to them at thenewamerican.com or 1-800-727-TRUE. We'll be back with more of your calls in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Today, I interviewed for my national radio show Dr. Rob Linstead, who's been to Israel over 70 times leading tours. I also had with me author and pastor and seminary president Dr. Andy Woods. He also has been to Israel many times. Both of them have been watching and studying Israel in the Middle East for years. And one thing they agreed on today, among others, was never before have they ever seen Israel surrounded by so many enemies wanting to wipe her off the face of the earth. And not just any enemies. The very nations, the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 38, will come together in a great coalition to invade Israel. And it's lining up like we've never seen in world history. This is where we as Christians can take what's happening in the news and realize it's not doom and gloom. It's the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. God is in control. Fear not.
William F. Jasper, our guest today, discussing Biden's ESG agenda. But folks, it's impacting this nation, it's impacting the world, really, because this is on a world course to see this implemented, and we're part of the victims of it. Taking your calls today here on Crosstalk, we're going right back to the lines, holding the longest from Lawrence, Michigan. Zoltan, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you. There's something that I haven't heard anybody point out. You know, ESG, you know, everything goes by acronyms, but the acronym for diversity, equity, and inclusion is DEI, and DEI is the name of God. It's God. Day.
Yeah.
Nobody says it.
It's an interesting point, because thank you for that, Zoltan. In essence, Bill, they're trying to make a God out of this.
Well, yes, and that's an important point. Dei in Latin is God. And, you know, we were made imago Dei, in the image of God. They have a different image for us. And they do want to play God. And that's what they're attempting right now. And we see it particularly in the ESG with all of this transgender and transhumanist program, where they're going to just disregard how God has made a particular individual, and they're going to cut off anatomical parts, inject you with the opposite sex hormone, or in the transhumanist program, implant microchips in you and completely change you.
Yeah, yeah. Zoltan, thanks for raising that issue. Mark is next in Ashland, Kentucky. Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim, for taking my call. And, Bill, I was wanting to know, can the American people band together and do damage to the Communist China Party by not shopping at Walmart anymore?
Well, yes, I think. We touched on that earlier. All of the major stores, big box stores and whatnot, are now filled with products from China. And we fought against that for many years, the New American, exposing when all of our manufacturing was being shipped over to China. And now we're faced with the results of that. President Trump made a very great effort to bring manufacturing back, and he was on a path to do that when the coup was engineered against him by the globalists, by the deep state. So, yes, I think we should, wherever possible, shop local, shop American-made products, shun Chinese communist. We're not against China. We're against communist China, against totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think we should use our shopping wisely.
Thank you, Mark. And let's go to Jan calling from Michigan. Hi, Jan. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Thank you for the program. I wonder if your guest could mention again the names of the companies that we should avoid. I know about Anheuser-Busch, Nike. I believe he mentioned Hershey. Were there some others that we can avoid?
Well, yes. Actually, there are actually hundreds of ones like Apple and Google and Yahoo and I list many of the companies.
Yeah, and you've got, I'm looking in here, even like J.P. Morgan Chase and Saks and Alpha Bank and Bank of America. I mean, you're talking your major players, and some of these corporations, Bill, one would say they've got a monopoly out there. I can't do things without utilizing XYZ Corporation.
Yes, I mean, that's the fix that we're in. Right now, can you change your bank? Yes, you can change and get a local credit union. But the fact is, each day, each of us use a number of products that it's very difficult to get away from. So, yes, we should be wise and judicious, prudent in doing whatever we can to avoid those companies and letting them know. I actually send emails to many of these companies telling them, hey, I cut up my my Costco card, and I sent it back to them. I had the opportunity then of doing an article on it and saying, so long, Costco, I'm not shopping here anymore.
Mm. Okay, thank you for the call. And, yeah, the article does even have more listed in it, thenewamerican.com, or, again, it's the cover story, their new magazine coming out here as well. And John in Lawrence, Michigan, our final call today. Go ahead, you're on the air, John.
Yes, thank you. What's the difference between America First, which President Trump said, and Build Back Better, which this person in the White House is saying? And also, whatever happened to selling your product versus your political stance? I'll hang up and listen for your answer. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, there's a big difference between America First and Build Back Better. Build Back Better, of course, was Joe Biden's slogan, but it wasn't his slogan. It was actually originated at the United Nations as part of their Sustainable Development Goals, and it was picked up by the World Economic Forum. And that's why you can see in some of our videos, and others have done it as well, you see Boris Johnson in the UK saying Build Back Better. You see Justin Trudeau in Canada, all of these world leaders all saying the same thing, Build Back Better. So they're all echoing the same thing. So Joe Biden didn't come up with it. And, of course, the Build Back Better World Economic Forum is just the opposite of America First. They are trying to build a world government. And so to your second question, when did we get away from just selling a product and selling a and move to selling a political agenda? Well, it came with this whole program to completely reset the planet, this whole Great Reset agenda and the ESG. Now you can't just go buy the product that you want. That product has to be sold by a company that is scored according to its ESG rating, and each of the products have to prove that they are conforming to the Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals. So that's where things are headed, and they will go there if we don't resist.
Indeed. William F. Jasper, our guest here today. And again, their website, thenewamerican.com. Their number, 800-727-TRUE. Bill, thanks for carving out the hour to join us today.
Oh, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
And friends, thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk, keeping you informed on these critical issues. And we didn't get to mention them today, but the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, with their Equality Index, it's all right in the mix of this as well. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.